Lievers and Wooden back to receive for Delta, and the kick to the 15-yard line. Lievers patiently waiting for blocks and then tries to turn on the jets at the 30. Does push the pile back to the 40. Delta, good field position to open up the second half.
One thing I want to add.
We were trying to figure out who number 12 was. There's apparently no number 12 on the team. It was actually J.P. Fox with the touchdown.
Okay.
And I guess the announcer just didn't see the number, but it was number 14, J.P. Fox.
14. We went off a number. I heard number 12 come through the PA. So J.P. Fox on the big touchdown earlier tonight. Greenfield defense needing a stand and not a good start to things as they find running room. Delta does off the right side. From 140 out across the other, Zach Gardner picks up better than 20 yards. Let's make it 21 as they mark him down at the 39-yard line of Greenfield Central. And the longest run by far for Gardner on the night. And as I look at my stat sheet, outside of that one jump from Whitfield, longest run of the night by anybody else for the Delta Eagles. Looking for room off the left side and just tripped up. Number 24, Wesley Wooden. If not for his blocker not quite able to sustain a block around the 35-yard line, he's probably in the end zone. Right now, he's down at the 34-yard line.
We talked about how Greenfield needed to come out in this second half and really step it up, you know, like how they played in the first half. And Delta is just punching it down their throat right now.
It can get worrisome and wearisome trying to tackle the Delta running backs. They'll look for room off the right side. Getting to the sideline. A little shake left, step back to the right, and then out of bounds by Stitt, who ended up being the primary ball carrier on the final two series of the first half. And they'll mark him out at the 16-yard line. It goes for 18.
Yeah, they really, really need to step up. They're about 15-ish yards out from scoring. Greenfield doesn't want that to happen, man.
First and 10, 16-yard line. Two receivers left. Send the wing back in motion to the right, and a dive over left guard doesn't result in much for Wooden. He's down just inside the 15. We'll call it a pickup of two. Second and 8 coming up.
I think Delta in halftime, they probably got a big butt chewing for that performance. Even though it is a tie ball game, they were expected to score a lot more than 14 points.
Wooden goes in motion, gets the handoff on the sweep left, and is overtaken by a horde of Greenfield Central defenders. Stephen Gary in there on the pile. And they're going to keep him outside the 15-yard line. No gain on the play, and it will bring up a third down at about 9.
Tackle made by number 50, Stephen Gary behind the line.
Defensively now, they're kind of looking a little better, but maybe a little too late for that.
Receiver set left. Another receiver here to the near broadcast side on the right. Connor Bedwell, the new fullback, and back to throw on 3rd and 9 is Hunt. He throws complete.
Wow.
No, in and out of the hands, and maybe a little bit of help getting that ball knocked out at the last moment as well inside the 5-yard line.
Man, that would have been a touchdown. I mean, all you had to do is catch it, put your arm, you're going to stretch your arm in the end zone with the ball. That would have been a touchdown. Greenfield was very, very fortunate right there, and I guess it looks like they're going to kick a field goal, bringing the field goal unit out.
Case couldn't bring it in. Wyatt Looper credited with the coverage, and it will be Zach Stanley on to try a field goal here on what would be a 4th down and 9 play.
Be huge if Greenfield could either block this or if they miss.
Stanley, 2 of 2 on field goals, a long of 30. This is 32 yards, and he's got plenty of distance. Well, the uprights and good.
Make it 3 of 3.
For the first time tonight, 9:35 mark here in the third period. Delta leads 17-14. Now, there's not much doubt on Stanley's leg. Leads the soccer team in scoring.
Yeah.
And that one had all the distance in the world you would need.
You normally see that in high school football. Your kickers and punters are normally the soccer, you know, the soccer studs.
I'm not sure what Stanley's longest was a year ago, but we just witnessed his longest for the season right now at 32 yards. Ready for kickoff, Delta. And Greenfield Central needs to find that rhythm and the success they had offensively in the first half. As the fog from the fireworks now hangs on the field in this high humidity Friday night. Stanley kicking short, high, taken at the 18. Returned at the 20, 25, and 30, and that's where the pileup will begin. And somewhere around the 30-yard line, it'll be Cougar football. Lost in the cloud across the way.
Yeah, I was about to say, that fog's still out there.
Well, if you're Greenfield Central, it's been the short passing game that's made the biggest part of the difference. Even the longest plays were balls that were thrown a few yards downfield along the line of scrimmage, and then some playmakers made plays, Fox and Vance. See if the Cougars can get back to that here. Low snap, Swinaker picks it up off the ground, throws quickly out to the right side, and complete. Out of bounds at the 34, short gain of about 3.
Pass complete to number 14, J.P. Fuchs.
And J.P. Fox on the catch.
He's had a pretty solid game. He's had this year, the receiving corps has actually been pretty good for the Cougars.
It's a talented bunch, and especially when you think about Swinaker and Vance and their youth, there's some more touchdowns to be had. Again, low snap. Swinaker picks it up fairly cleanly, hands it off, and a run just over the line of scrimmage, and a flag comes down from way behind the Delta defense.
Did you see what it
seconds
was?
Seconds after the play.
I think it's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct. A Delta defender just threw, after the play, threw a Greenfield offensive player about 5 yards, it looked like. I mean, he threw him.
Personal foul going to be the call. And from the run, ending at the 35, it's going to be 15 yards and a first down.
Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do.
Down at the 49, and the Cougars get a gift of 15 yards and a first down near midfield. It's been a reasonably clean game as far as penalties go. Two for Delta for 25 yards. 9 minutes left to go, third period, and Greenfield Central trails for the first time. Swinaker with pressure coming off his left tackle position, and somebody missed out on Nate Sutherland, number 12, the 6-foot, 190-pound senior, 6.5 sacks on the year, 15.5 tackles for loss, and he came through untouched.
I've always wanted to know what it felt like to be an offensive lineman and have your defender come off and, you know, sack your quarterback and then go back into that huddle knowing that, you know, that was kind of your fault. Probably doesn't feel good.
Nobody found Sutherland as he got through unscathed. Swinaker, snap, throw, complete. Ooh. And no, dropped at the last moment at the 45-yard line. Fox, the intended receiver. So the Cougars now up against it with a third and long, 17 to go from their own 42. They need to get down to the Delta 41 for a first down. And a game where you do not want to be down two scores.
No.
If you're Greenfield Central, you had a two-score lead. Behind this running game, not a good place to be. Third and 17. Snap, straight drop, pressure on Slenaker, gets it away, throws for the first down marker, looking for Fox again, but missed him wide and out of bounds. Fourth and 17, punting unit comes on the field.
Oh, one thing I talked about in last week's game is, one thing that I think Slinaker really needs to improve on is, if I'm a defender, I know where he's throwing it every time because he stares his man down. He had McKee wide open down the middle.
Put away by Greenfield. Wobbly kick high. And the Cougars will get a, well, for the moment, had a roll. It went sideways across the field. No return. Cougars chase it down and down it at the 28, but that ball may have actually been touched by somebody in a white jersey before. Let's see. If
it is,
some
people yelling
a little bit.
I hear some people yelling, so I know something happened that they weren't very happy about.
Now they're going ahead and putting it down at 28. I thought maybe it hit somebody before it took off on that roll. Apparently not. The ball on the 28, and Delta, now playing with the lead, takes it first and 10. Wing set left, wing set right, and up the middle comes Connor Bedwell, and boom, Bedwell takes a hit and goes down. Tyler Antic on the tackle.
This drive could arguably be one of the, you know, most important drives of their season right now, because if Delta scores, it's going to be hard to come back with this offense pounding it down your throat. They really need to get a stop right here.
Bedwell's the feature back right now, but Hunt gives it to the wing. It's dropped, kicked backwards 10 yards, and they'll fight for it, running all the way back to the 10.
What a smart play right there.
Creekfield Central has the football with 7:28 to go in the third, and talk about what wasn't a recovery, but the hit that led to the recovery.
Yeah, what a smart play. Did you see, I think it was number 71 for Greenfield. The running back was trying to get the ball back after that fumble, and he shoved him out of the way to not get that ball. What a smart football play right there to let your teammates come up and get that ball. Wow. That won't go on the stat sheet, but that was so important right there.
The ball at the 10 for Greenfield Central. It is first and goal from that point. Down by three. Slenaker handing off up the middle. And a push inside the 8. To about the 7. Second and goal coming up.
Wow. I'm still amazed by that.
McKee on the carry. Second and 7. Heads up play on the push, because there's a good chance at picking up a rolling football. Not the easiest thing in the world, but Delta had the inside track, and it was wiped out on one chuck from the backside.
Mm-hmm.
Vance is the slot receiver to the right on second and goal from the 7. Swanaker looking left to throw, and his receiver made the break toward the corner. Good coverage by Delta. Incomplete. Third and goal from the 7.
Looked like that was a little too low and maybe a little too early on that throw right there. Good intentions on that throw, but a little too low right there.
28, Jason Gray.
Jason Gray had just stepped about 2 yards into the end zone and then curled back toward that interior pylon, but didn't have a chance at the ball.
Yeah, that ball was right there, right when he turned.
Big play here, because Greenfield Central then will have a decision if it goes to 4th and 7. Slenaker looking right, throwing right, and picked off in the end zone. The defensive back goes to the ground and will take it out to the 20-yard line. And Austin, a ball that was thrown behind his receiver to the inside of the field. Delta had the best chance and made the catch.
Still, I mean, I like the aggressiveness right there, but you just got to read that better. I talked about that earlier. That's one thing I really think throughout his career he needs to improve on, Slenaker, is making better reads and seeing what's available to you throughout the field and not just checking down one receiver.
Well, an opportunity lost for the Cougars. Delta with the ball out of the 20-yard line after the pick in the end zone. Running right side. Good pursuit from behind. And a hard tackle made. And I think that's Grant Hinton, who limped off earlier, but he looked pretty good right there. And a gain of 2.
Tackle made by the Cougars, number 8.
I think he led the team in tackles last year, if I'm not mistaken. So it's good to have him back out there healthy again.
Second down, 7. Delta operating from the 23-yard line. Run up the middle this time. Wesley Wooden, shaking tacklers, able to pull himself through a couple of more. Gets across the 35 to the 36. Gain of 13 and a first down.
Wesley Wooden. Man. Number 11, Chris O'Connor.
They have so many guys that just come in and get substituted in. And never know where they're going to run. But, man, when they run hard and they run for yards.
Wooden eight carries, 45 yards, first and 10. Delta from the 35 to throw. Hunt complete. Given the catch, turns it upfield. And he's got a first down yardage again. Take it out of bounds at midfield. It'll be a gain of 14 and his first catch of the night.
Two first downs in a row, man. They, defense needs to clamp up now and make some plays.
Mentioned it, Greenfield Central, if you weren't with us early, led 7-0, led 14-0. Delta would cut it in half with about a minute and a half to go in the second period. Then a turnover, and Delta would tie it just before halftime. Delta, a field goal in the third, has the lead. Hunt throwing hitting Gillen right in the hands and then out. And maybe actually more accurately, I think it got through the hands, hit him in the chest, and popped out incomplete.
That's happened a lot tonight, drop passes. I mean, that first half, there were about what should have been like four or five interceptions.
Guys dropping picks, guys dropping passes, guys dropping tip balls that went straight up in the air. And then, of all things, Stitt gets hit as he's pulling one in. The ball goes straight up in the air, and he catches it.
Yeah,
that allowed Delta to score the second touchdown.
That was a fantastic, you know, heads-up play right there. That's the tip drill that you're taught when you're a younger kid.
Second and 10 now from midfield. Wing steps in motion with the snap. Pressure up the middle. Hunt evades that. He runs forward, drops the football, and the Cougars have recovered a thrown 48.
I think that's like the third or fourth fumble for Delta tonight.
That'll be their third turnover of the night. Hunt has two of them and was a part of the handoff that resulted in the third.
Now, if you're Greenfield, you know, the last time you got the fumble, you were down at like the 10-yard line and you couldn't capitalize, you know, throw an interception. Now you really, really need to at least drive the ball down the field, maybe go for a field goal, but you have to do something now.
Three receivers, two running backs, pump fake, Swanaker, and by the time he thinks about throwing, the pressure's on top of him. He goes down in the sack. Hello, Nate Sutherland.
At least he held on to the ball. That's all you can ask for right there.
By number 12, Nate Sutherland.
Takes it back to the 37-yard line.
Yeah, it's about a 10-yard sack right there, if not more.
Let's call it 11. Second down of 21 coming up.
Man.
Yeah, and it didn't take long. Immediately after the pump fake, there wasn't going to be a throw. Sutherland was on top of him. Second down, call it 20. We have a timeout, and that timeout's taken by Greenfield Central. Timeout on the field. We'll take one as well. 4:17 left to go in the third. Delta, 17. Greenfield Central, 14 on Giant FM Sports.
On campus, Silver Advantage or GBC Select Checking are a few of the checking choices available at Greenfield Banking Company. And with mobile banking, online bill pay, and electronic statements, Greenfield Banking is as close as your phone or PC. Whether you're heading off to college, starting a family, or planning to retire, Greenfield Banking Company has the service to fit your needs. Since 1871, Greenfield Banking Company, member FDIC.
This is high school football on Giant FM.
Johnny McCurry, Austin Grady, high school football, Giant FM Sports. And for all the struggles Greenfield Central has had this year, often by this time in a game, several scores down. Tonight, not the case. Delta 17, Greenfield Central 14, and following a turnover by Greenfield, a turnover by Delta. Delta has given it back again. Oh. Here comes Greenfield Central, turning it back over on an interception at the 50-yard line. Receiver kept going downfield. The ball was thrown short and behind, and the dive results in a catch by Delta, and we have had back-to-back-to-back-to-now-back turnovers. Delta ball at the 50-yard line.
What's crazy is Delta keeps fumbling it, and we keep throwing interceptions. I wonder if they're gonna throw an interception and we fumble it, you know?
The first of these series of turnovers came at the 7:28 mark. We're here at 4:12, only 3 minutes later, four turnovers in that stretch of time.
Man.
Delta ball midfield. And running it, and running it strong are the Eagles across the 45 to about the 44-yard line.
Man, just when you think Greenfield, you know, catches a break and good things are starting to happen. Another interception, man.
Zach Garner with a gain of 6. Update from Fortville, Mount Vernon having its way with Shelbyville, 55-0 in the third period. Golden Bears, even with all the problems of just right now not being a good football team, had 12 starters out last week with injury against New Palestine.
Man.
Rolling is Hunt, throwing on the run, and incomplete. Tough throw in traffic in between a couple of defenders trying to get it to Stitt. It'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to win when, you know, half your team's out. I mean, that was like the Colts game the other day. They had 7 starters out, and, I mean, they kind of held in there, but it's hard to win when you got all your starters out.
I said second and 10, excuse me, third and 4 with that Garner run of a play ago. Receiver left, another receiver here short side of the field to the right. 2 wings and Bedwell back in the game as the feature fullback. Hunt straight drop to throw. Bedwell stays in the block, and Brady Hunt has a wide open receiver. He puts it over the shoulder of Gillen. Not an easy catch running away from the line of scrimmage, but again, Gillen, who probably has had more struggles than anybody else, both hands on it, and then he couldn't pull it in.
That's happened so much tonight, man.
3 drop of 15 passes. Passing for Brady Hunt, who completes 57% of his balls on the year.
Yeah, he's had a rough game, but luckily he has those running backs behind him that can, you know, make up for it.
So Delta to punt. Punter standing at his own 43.
Oh, I thought they were going to...
Jogs it forward a few steps and then kicks, and it gets a bounce. And those extra couple of steps before the kick really gave Delta's coverage team that extra step downfield. They'll down the ball inside the 10, and the Cougars have a lot of real estate to go to get it downfield.
For a second there, I thought they were going to, you know, fake punt it, because you said earlier, you know, he used to be the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought they were going to go for it. But now he's just giving his guy some time. Worked out for him.
So the ball's going to be marked. I couldn't tell if it was at the 7 or 8. It's going to be the 8. First and 10 from there for Greenfield Central. Slinaker in pistol, low snap, picks it up, hands it off, and a run up the middle that gives Greenfield some good room to work with as McKee scrambles his way out to the 17. Make it the 18. They'll give him 10 yards and a first down.
That was a run they needed right there. I mean, especially that close to your end zone.
The Cougars could do, I know it's getting later in the game, but they could do with something that at least makes Delta think about the running game.
Yeah. And they've really been pass heavy this whole game. So at some point, like you said, they probably should switch it up a little bit.
2 receivers right, receiver short side of the field to the left, and Swinaker will hand it off on first and 10, and this one's going to be thrown back by Delta. McKee again. Didn't get to the line of scrimmage, and looks like they're going to give him maybe the 18. Ball at the 19-yard line. And they will give him a yard forward progress. So second down and 9 from the 19. Getting late in the third, under 2 minutes to go. Delta leading 17-14. Quarterback in pistol, running back off his right and behind, hand off McKee, and just not much there. He'll dive it to the 20. Maybe a yard, nothing more. It's going to bring up third and long.
Yeah, and this is going to be a rough third and long right here. They were hoping for that running game to kind of, you know, give him maybe like a third and 4 or 5, but about third and 8 or 9 right here.
2 receivers far to the right. Look for Vance. Always good to know where he is. He's in the slot to the right, and Swinaker's looking out that way, but he throws to the 30, 32. It's complete. Receiver sits flag. Down on the ball, makes the catch, and you see a flag?
Yeah, there's a flag in the backfield right there. I wonder if it was a roughing the passer.
It's a 12-yard gain. And the penalty is going to be against Delta to go along with what is currently a first down. I have Slinniker now for over 200 yards passing.
Second game in a row.
So the penalty, 15-yarder marked off,
man,
against Delta. Second of that variety the Eagles have had tonight out of three penalties. And here's Greenfield Central with another opportunity near midfield at the 48. Lone receiver set to the right. Two come here to the near broadcast side on the left. And Slinniker with pressure sets up the screen and just gets it away. A completion that will get back to the line of scrimmage. And that doesn't sound like much, but it could have been much worse.
That Delta defender looked ready to take his head off. So he's lucky he's got that pass off right there.
They'll mark it at the 47. It's a loss of just about a yard. Second down and 11.
Looks like they're only going to get off one more play until the fourth quarter.
Working off the right hash. A fullback and a halfback set for Greenfield Central. Slinniker one hands the snap, slings it out here to the left side. Catch is made, and one man misses on a tackle near the line of scrimmage. And a run after the catch that takes it to about a yard shy of the first down. Logan Sicinas. We haven't called his name tonight. He makes the catch and the run.
He had a really good game last week, actually. I think he had a touchdown, and he had a lot of yards, but I'm surprised that that was his first time getting his name called.
Coming up, it's going to be third down and a little more than a yard for Greenfield Central as we go to the fourth on the Caning Equipment scoreboard. Delta 17, Greenfield Central 14.